This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in here as normal on a Wednesday night, but our usual Wednesday night co-host, Jay Noon, is out of town. And we have somebody is sitting in his stead. It's Thomas Parisi. He's here from thejailpaper.com. Thomas, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You're relatively new to Keene, New Hampshire?
Yeah, I'm basically a Miami transplant. I moved up here about 6 months ago. And currently what I'm doing is I have this TV show and website called The Jail Paper on Cheshire TV, Channel 8, and working on doing another project, which is Night SVP, which is basically like music and things around the Keene area, places to buy food, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I saw the first episode of that where you interviewed some a musician and you had some live music that you'd recorded, and so you're doing a lot of stuff around town here in Keene. I'm just curious, what was it that brought you to little old Keene, New Hampshire from Miami?
Change. A couple of family members live up here, that's about it. It is actually, I will say, that it's much more intellectual, there's a lot more culture. Miami is a pleasure city. If you stay in Miami too long, you will find yourself not succeeding like you could.
Really?
So it's a good move, at least for my thing. I'm finding Keene very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place.
The only thing I don't like is winter.
Right, and you did move 6 months ago, so you did get a taste of that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's coming back, too.
Yeah, it's so. Coming back fast.
Yeah,
we'll have to deal with it.
The leaves are going to start changing here very, very shortly.
You'll find summer that the warm weather lasts about 5 months or so.
Five? That's maybe a little generous.
Well.
Above freezing.
Yeah. Exactly. Right above freezing.
Yeah. Sure.
That's what I call warm around now these days.
So down in Miami, you did The Jail Paper. You're doing that here, and that's actually how we met. Was you'd reached out to me because you were kind of, I guess, aware of some of the things I've done up here as an activist, and you wanted to ask your own questions about those things. And you did an interview with me. I posted it and shared it on the freekeen.com, which is where I blog, and then also Free Talk Live listeners. I gave them a heads up so they could check it out as well. And you got a bit of pushback just simply because you talked to me.
Yeah. Actually, even more, there's special groups that will remain nameless that basically...
Yeah, they're not worth naming.
Yeah. They hate anything that lives. Their mothers must have not liked them very much. But basically, yeah. But as a journalist, it would be like anything. You know, like it was a very simple article that said, you know, Ian Freeman, hero or villain. And these people just lost their minds because they just hate without any reason. But you know what? That's a good thing. They even push bigger popularity. You know, so I would like them to continue.
As long as they're watching and commenting, right? Yeah. As long as they're, you know, every view on YouTube gets you a few bucks. And,
Well, I would love them to call in and lose their mind, but they don't have anything to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've invited them time and time. Because so for you listeners that don't know, I moved here back in 2006 as part of a libertarian migration of people. And kind of what I wanted to do was report on the activism that was already happening here. I wasn't the first libertarian activist to move to Keene. I was one of the earlier ones, but wasn't the first one. So there was already this really cool civil disobedience that was going on here, and I wanted to come up and, you know, I had a radio show already at that time, and I knew how to use a video camera and edit and things like that, so I wanted to bring my media abilities to better promote what was going on here, because I thought it was really exciting. Libertarians for the longest time have just done politics. They just run political campaigns every 2 or 4 years, and that's it. They never really have much of an impact in that area. And so when I saw these people doing civil disobedience up here, I thought, wow, that's really exciting. For the libertarian movement, that's unprecedented. It just doesn't happen. But it was happening here, and so I wanted to come up and talk about that. And, of course, I got involved in it, and I got excited by it, and I ended up doing my own civil disobedience. disobedience, and you know, we've had the sort of this history of disobedience here, and we even made a documentary film about 1 year of it called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which is fun to watch, and anyone can watch it for free online over at victimlesscrimespree.com. But some of these things that we've done have been controversial, right? Like smoking pot in the Central Square in the park downtown, which was a huge thing that happened in 2009. It even went to the point where when they arrested a couple of the people who were so-called in charge of the event, like 50 people from the smokeout marched down to the police station and then smoked out outside of the police station, out behind the police station in like an unauthorized access area. And they didn't do anything about that. Then the next day they made a couple more arrests because we were out there every day smoking cannabis in Central Square. They made a couple more arrests the next day. And then another group went back down to the police station, this time went into the police station and proceeded to smoke marijuana in the lobby of the police station. And it was just an incredible, you know, epic level of civil disobedience. And no one was arrested. So they were literally passing around a joint or two inside the police station lobby, and the cops didn't do anything about it. So those are just some examples. As you could understand, that's going to cause controversy. There are going to be the people who say, well, you know, that's terrible. The middle school was right there at the time, and that's bad influence on the children. And, you know, there was all kinds of opinions about this. But, you know, one thing's for sure, the town was talking about cannabis and decriminalization and legalization. That's what we wanted to push. But for a long time, we've had these haters, and they've had different names over the years, and there have been different people involved. Like, over the last decade, there have been at least four different iterations of hate groups, some more or less anonymous than the other. But that's just sort of part and parcel of what you get when you put yourself out there, when you do activism, and you've had an activist past as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, mainly, like, so far as my one, it was with the Occupy. This is, like, 2000.
In Miami.
Also in other parts, like Tampa. One thing that we did, like, our civil disobedience, I mean, we had, at our camp, 126 participants for at least 80 days. You know, I was the permit holder, so I was semi-responsible with a type of a presidium. But what we would do is we would definitely smoke cannabis. We were protesting the big banks, foreclosures, things of that nature. So what we did is there was a Bank of America across the street, and every morning we would go and brush our teeth right in front of there, you know, 20 deep in a line, right in front of these windows where everybody can see us, and then spit on the sidewalk. And then eventually the cops started coming there, so we spit in buckets, and then eventually they actually trespassed us from the sidewalk, which was public. If you'll come back here, you're all getting arrested. But, you know, our type of things that I've done activism, ranging from, like, anti-Castro things, you know, for political prisoners' freedom.
You got a Cuban family, is that right?
Yeah, Cuban ex-wife. So now I've been, like, indoctrinated into the whole, like, little Cuban culture. I speak Spanglish, you know, for a better sense of the word. But no, I'm just very in tune with the whole Cuban culture, and it's part of one of the things of Miami. Miami is basically little Havana.
Right.
But long and short is that that's one of the things that intrigued me about Keene, New Hampshire, is that I saw, like, videos that you were doing and other of the constituents here that are politically active, right, wrong, or indifferent. I was impressed that it was actually going on.
Sure.
You know, because nowadays, you know, political activism in most cities around the country is just, it's not even, it's beyond frowned upon. It just doesn't happen because nobody's interested. So at least that's one of the interesting things about Keene being politically activized.
Definitely. And it sort of always has been. I mean, even since long before we got here, they've had this anti-war protest going on in Central Square every week since, like, what, the mid-80s? I think, Mark, you've been out there a little more often.
I think it was the early 90s.
Early 90s? So, like, for decades.
Yeah.
I mean, these old World War II vets have been out there, and they've been protesting war, you know, throughout all the administrations, Clinton and, you know, Bush and Obama. And, you know, so I really appreciate that level of consistency.
Oh, yeah, every Saturday, religiously, almost.
Right. You know? So it's a really interesting place to live, and I appreciate that you've come in tonight to add your voice into the show as we kind of will get to know you over time and your positions. I don't even know, you know, we've had conversations and we agree on some things. I'm sure we don't agree on other things. I don't even know if you're a libertarian. I don't know how you would describe yourself.
The easiest thing I would say for definitely for the people that hate me with passion, I'm a socialist. Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm kind of like, I'm a Democrat. So far as I oh, here comes the intro.
We've got plenty more time to talk, so we're going to do that here. More with Thomas Parisi, and you can share your thoughts with us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up also, the latest statue takedowns. We know that some folks in North Carolina over the weekend took down a some sort of Civil War statue. Now apparently 4chan is planning to strike back with Operation Lenin Down. We'll tell you about it coming up.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring a up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. And, of course, we've talked a lot about Bitcoin.com. You go to Bitcoin.com, you learn about Bitcoin, the basics of what this amazing decentralized cryptocurrency is and how you get some of it. One of the ways you can get Bitcoin is by becoming a Bitcoin miner, but it can be a complicated, confusing technical process, and if you don't have the technical chops, well, that's okay. The folks over at pool.bitcoin.com can help you with that. You can actually make Bitcoin, mine Bitcoin into existence without having to deal with the equipment upgrades, the constant maintenance, whatever hassles of breakdowns might happen. They've got the pros in their, you know, server room that handle this stuff, and all you have to do is put an investment in, and you can use their calculator. So you can actually do sort of as little or as much as you want. There's a wide range, whatever you're comfortable with for as the length of time that you prefer, and there's a calculator that'll help show you what you could possibly get in returns from pool.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Go there, get started. It's Ian, Thomas, and Mark. We're in the studio here tonight. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to John in Buffalo, New York. Then coming up, we'll talk about what's going on with the continued conflict between the Antifa and the racist white nationalist folks. Christopher Cantwell has been in the news, has been blowing up over the weekend, and so we've got comments on all that stuff. But John, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Cantwell. That's part of the reason I'm calling is I kind of followed closely some of the entryists. I'm going to call the people who come in and call themselves libertarians, but are really, you know, either fascist or just clearly a statist because of the policies that they support. Pragmatically, some of the stuff that I've seen, some of the main argumentation that I've seen from people who consider themselves alt-right and say, well, I'm a former libertarian, they basically say that people on the left, you know, the communists, the hard left are a much bigger threat. And yeah, we need freedom, but we need to take care of them first. So even if that means supporting a state, you know, there's people who go as far as seriously thinking that Pinochet in Chile, and supporting his ideas was, well, yeah, he's a bad, he wasn't a great guy, but he it would have been worse if he didn't kill, these communists and people on the left. My main pragmatic argument, I think, against this idea of, oh, well, we have to take care of the left. From my estimation, seeing sort of the Bernie Sanders phenomenon and sort of people, maybe younger people of my generation of the millennials sort of moving towards leftism, that to me, the biggest response, that's a response to crony capitalism. That's a response to the market being so rigged by big corporations via the government, that's the low-hanging fruit is to say, well, it must be capitalism, it must be the market, so we need to start looking at these black policies. So I think that's why that's the first thing people go for. So the easiest way to combat that is not to go out in the street, not to go say, oh, these Antifa people, these communists, we got to go fight them. It's to fight crony capitalism, make it a freer market. If the average person has upward social mobility, they're going to look at somebody on the street waving a communist flag and laugh at them. It's not even going to be a consideration. But I think a lot of the Bernie people, they're frustrated with how corrupt and upward social mobility being sort of a problem. But instead of it being an issue with capitalism, it's an issue with corruption. I think that's the main route that people who are libertarian-minded or right-minded or whatever, if you can make it a better, more free market,
you're saying that the people like, you know, these alt-righters, that they should just focus on trying to change the government rather than fight the Antifa people over statues? Is that what you're saying? I'm a little confused.
I mean, a lot of them will say is that the way our current system works is, you know, not perfect, but it's much better than a socialist regime. And I genuinely agree with that. We have a long way to go, but obviously it's better than a place like Venezuela. and that they have to fight these people to stop it from becoming Venezuela. And my whole point is, if you take sort of an average sort of like Republican or somebody who's just kind of conservative, in my opinion, the people I've talked to who consider themselves conservative, at least on economics, it's because they kind of have something built up. They worked and they built stuff up for themselves. So they're not, the last thing in their mind is some sort of socialist revolution because they're doing okay. So if you could get more, if you could make the system less corrupted, if you could make crony capitalism and focus all your effort on, you know, making it so that people can make a living for themselves and make the bootstrap thing a reality, then they won't even, it's not even going to be consideration. There's always going to be a fringe element, but more people will just kind of laugh at the idea that we need this giant socialist system because they'll be like, I'm able to work and I can do okay. But the more, it's not the left, it's these big corporations and the government itself being corrupt.
Right. That's not something that's going to turn around overnight. I mean, if you want to try to change the system that dramatically to eliminate corruption, I mean, in order to eliminate corruption, you have to eliminate power. As long as there's power, and it doesn't matter whether it's conservatives or liberals or libertarians, anybody who gets power in their hands is likely to become corrupt. And we've even seen this with some of the libertarians who've been elected here in New Hampshire, where they have been disappointing on some of the issues, you know, to some of the more pure, purist viewpoints. So it's that power that's really the problem. But of course, in order to eliminate the power, generally the typical way of doing that is to go and seize the power and then try to eliminate the system from inside itself. And then, of course, the power corrupts and you get this sort of unending process. So there's no real easy, method here. I think that in New Hampshire, we've had a kind of a successful approach, at least somewhat successful, where libertarians from all around the world, and not just the U.S., but around the world, have moved here and are moving here as part of the New Hampshire freedom migration. And, John, thanks for the call tonight with your thoughts. I appreciate it. Libertarians that have moved here, there have been a few thousand, couple thousand at least, that have moved in the last decade. More are on their way for this migration. We've seen people getting elected. We've seen government programs being, you know, expansions of government stopped. We've seen some programs sort of rolled back a little bit. We've got decriminalization of cannabis that just went through this year. We've got the Bitcoin protection bill that went through this year. Concealed carry without a permit, that went through this year. So there's been some good political change, but it's slow going. And I understand why people want to go out in the streets. I mean, it feels more tangible. It feels more like you can do something that way, but it's also not particularly effective. So I kind of understand where the caller's coming from, but ultimately, you know, no amount of begging the government to be less corrupt is going to work.
I can't imagine that it is. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is that what we have going on in Charlottesville was two fringe groups under despicable banners.
Two violent fringe groups.
Violent fringe groups that, mostly everybody is sort of horrified by. I think that the guy who did the murdering with the car, he clearly, he flipped the narrative and gave the momentum to the other side.
There's more coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, and of course, violent. Violence is not the answer. If you plant those seeds, that's what you're going to reap. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm on Skype. And you can bring up anything that you want. You know, if you've got Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies like Ether or Dash, we suggest you check out the official wallet of Free Talk Live, because it will hold multiple cryptocurrencies over at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, your Google or Apple App Store. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is one of the founders of Ethereum. He made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. At JAXX.io. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian and Mark here as normal. Thomas Parisi is here with us, our first self-professed socialist co-host, which is different for Free Talk Live, which is a pretty libertarian program, and maybe we'll get a chance to get a little deeper into your beliefs here, but there's also other stuff like in the news to talk about, and I definitely want to do that here. From squawker.org, actually, it's about the statues, and it was over the weekend, I think it was North Carolina, where some, was it the Antifa folks who came out and tore down some kind of Civil War statue?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that Antifa is handing out membership cards, right? Like, you know, it's just basically some people who didn't want to see Confederate statues around, and I guess it was on the campus of a college.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Somewhere in North Carolina.
And folks were upset about it and pulled it down and, you know.
Destroyed it, right?
Yeah, kicked it. And it wasn't pulled down like, oh, we could put the statue up later. It was crumpled into a glob, essentially, and kicked and spat upon and all these things. And, you know, I mean, there are statues out there in this world that I am not that fond of. I get it. And I can see the problem with feeling like this statue is on land that I have to pay for in taxes. Part I see too. I believe that, really, if we're going to, I'm deeply afraid of the sort of 1984 let's rewrite history thing that, you know, deeply concerns me. Like, all the statues need to be repainted so that the Confederates are all wearing Union uniforms or whatever, like that kind of weird stuff. So that concerns me. Secondarily, I think these are works of art that have been created by somebody at the behest of somebody else. They've been paid for and they're of value. They should be sold off to the highest bidder. If we're going to take them off of public land, which is fine by me.
That's certainly the orderly way to do things.
That would definitely raise some necessary monies for taxes and such.
For sure. But I can also understand why people are upset. They might not want to see these icons of war in their cities anymore.
They consider oppression. I don't hear them saying, I don't like war. I hear them saying, we don't like the Confederacy, that these are icons of oppression.
Well, there's definitely another icon of oppression, which would be the Lenin statues that now apparently 4chan is planning to target, according to Squawker.org. While the Antifa armies of the left continue to target Confederate statues, those miscreants over at 4chan have come up with a plan of their own. Operation Lenin Down, as it has become known, is an attempt to target Lenin or other communist statues across America, just as Antifa is targeting Confederate ones.
I'd like to... Where are these Lenin statues? Are they college campuses?
Good question.
I might participate in this.
One of them is in a park near Seattle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the other two that I know of, one is on a private building in New York City, and the third one is at a art museum in L.A.
As far as I'm concerned, if it's on public property, it's a legitimate target. And I don't care what the statue is. It's public property. If somebody wants to do something to it, I don't care. A few years ago, somebody drew a big peace symbol on the war statue here in downtown Keene, and I thought it was hilarious.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't. Yeah. I'm of the opinion that same statue that you're referring to, look, it bothers me as much as you do. It might bother you, and probably for some similar reasons. But I'm going to say that that statue, if we're going to, make an effort, put a proposal together, say,
yeah, look, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
What, you're not going to put a proposal
together? You're not going to get in front of the city council and talk them into getting rid of their precious war statue.
Propose that another bigger statue for peace or something like that and then auction the...
You do it.
I don't care that much.
Well, exactly.
I'm not
going to
tear it down.
I'm not going to tear it down either.
This is one of the problems, okay? This is the problem, is that people like me, who have an opinion on the subject, don't have a vociferous enough opinion to do something about it.
Yeah, right? Well, now you got people who are willing to do something about it. They're going out and tearing down these statues, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's public property.
Yeah, but why weren't they doing this before now? Even, the hippies of the 60s, these works of art, despite what they are, somebody can go and make a statue of the devil, and the devil could be on public land, and yeah, maybe people will be outraged, but there was no... There is no hatred towards the devil until now when it's politically interested parties, whether it's the radical one, radical two, is that kind of like Mark said, maybe do something rational, like instead of destroying it, petition the city to do something rational, like sell it, make money. But destroying it just because of, you know, this, that, or the other, why didn't you destroy it 2 months ago?
That's a good question. Why is it now that all of this is bubbling up? What's the reason for that? Is it because there has been wasn't there some actual, you know, legitimate proposal in Charlottesville that led to the protests?
There's a proposal to remove the statue of Robert E. Lee. And the Confederate, there have been Confederate memorials that have been, you know, taken down over time. Mm-hmm. In the relatively recent past. Now, we're not talking about, you know, spanning decades or anything like that, but recently that's been happening.
So the answer, I think, to your question, Thomas, is that so what happened was there was a legit proposal to remove a Confederate war statue through the kind of the political process, and that resulted in these right-wing racists, supremacist people coming out with torches, which were actually tiki torches. so funny. Have you seen any of those memes?
It's no, I need to, but it sounds like Frankenstein. But these are base-minded people anyway. So.
And so they come out, and they're mad.
There is nary a mosquito to be found.
And, they're mad. They come out with large numbers. I mean, hundreds of these people.
Yeah. Tiki torches stretched for off into the horizon.
Yeah, it was shocking how many people they did get to come out to this. And the anti-fascist were there to oppose them, and so it was after this fracas, this fight that literally broke out between these two sides, that just a few days later, then some other presumably anti-fascist people took down some statue, a Civil War statue in North Carolina. So that seemed like more of like a reaction to how the white supremacists had reacted. So it's sort of all building upon itself and snowballing.
Yeah. And unfortunately,
right now,
the problem is many times, okay, I see, because I don't pay much attention to politics like I used to, but from what I see,
it hasn't changed much.
Yeah, this is basically like when we had the Occupy movement. You had people like groups like SEIU and other people that money has now entered politics, you know, Citizens United.
Yeah.
And in the same regard, you know, which is unregulated, is that these political movements are being fueled not because of, like, the betterment of society for the common good. These are being fueled for basically terror and destruction and disorder. There's nothing more than that. When you see these riots and these murders, There's no political growth. Now you've actually expanded the problem. You know, you're creating a deeper wound in the American body politic that's mm-hmm. not going to heal unless sanity reenters the equation.
Right. Yeah, you're right. As long as the situation continues to escalate between these two sides, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be simmering down anytime soon, then nobody's going to come together. Nobody's going to come to any kind of understanding. And ultimately, you know, maybe people like Christopher Cantwell are right. They should go and have their own place. Please, I think the white supremacists should go to,
Their own island.
Crappy little town or island or whatever, and they can have their little, you know, white supremacy town.
Please don't come back.
And the commies.
We're presuming that they're going to leave New Hampshire.
And the commies can have their own, you know, communal lands. I mean, they're not going to work together. You know, like oil and water, they're not going to.
They need Antarctica. It's the last undiscovered country.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We invite you here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, I'm Ian. We also have...
Thomas Ferris of the Jailpaper.
And Mark.
And once again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones to the fun, where you can bring up anything you want. And we'll tell you more about Operation Lenin Down. This is 4chan's response to the takedowns of Civil War statues by the left, the 4chaners. And I don't know if 4chan has any political viewpoint. Presumably there's a range of them there, but they're now targeting statues of Lenin. And I'm not talking about John Lennon. I'm talking about the other Lenin. Let's go first, though, to Dale in Tennessee, listening on his phone. Hello, Dale.
Hello?
Hey, Dale, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've been listening to the show for quite a while. I mean, way back in the day. But just a few years ago, I remember a show, a Wednesday night show that Mark did with Chris Cantwell.
Okay. Yep.
And in that particular show, he happened to mention that, you know, that he enjoyed choking during sex.
I remember that.
Meaning he enjoyed being choked or enjoys choking
it doesn't really matter who's being choked. I mean, it's just not most sexual activity. All right. And then I recall an article where, let's see, how did he phrase it? Weaponized penises of other people, you know, that were out there doing things, you know, weaponized penises. And then with this comment that he made regarding Jared Kushner and Ivanka, I think he's just sexually frustrated.
Okay, you're referring to the comment he made, I presume, on the Vice documentary? Is that what you're talking about?
Whatever the documentary, you know, like, you know, whenever he sees, you know, Jared and Ivanka together, you know, it just does something to his little black heart.
He was on, okay, so this Vice documentary, Mark, you just watched it before the show. I watched it last night. Thomas, you're pretty new to this whole Chris Cantwell thing, so you haven't seen this yet. Yeah. But you ought to check it out.
I will. I'm going
to. The depth and the breadth of sort of disgust that we've developed over time.
Yeah, Vice did a really good job of covering what happened in Charlottesville over the weekend, and Christopher Cantwell was the main focus, I would say, as far as the interview in the Vice documentary, and he made some comment that you're referring to here, Dale, about Ivanka Trump, and I guess her husband, who is Jewish or something like that. So of course Chris doesn't like that, and he made some comment about how he can't stand seeing her with this guy.
Before we go any further, Ian, the first thing that I would ask somebody who is at one point claimed to be a libertarian and then decided they didn't like Jewish people would be Murray Rothbard, Hazlitt. I would list.
You're talking about some of these libertarian thinkers?
The libertarian thinkers that have existed in the past, mm-hmm. and what he thought about, those people. Like, you know, they're Jewish, and exactly, I mean, I get that what his lead-in seems to be, I don't like liberals, so therefore, Jews tend to be influential liberals, so I don't like Jews. It's a very simple thought process or whatever, but it pays him. Did you ask this question at all? Did the word Murray Rothbard come into your mouth?
When?
You're the one who talks to this guy, Ian. You speak to him. I know you were texting him a couple of days ago.
Yeah, and I understand. Hey, believe me, I have liberal friends, conservative friends, Christian friends, atheist friends. I mean, but that's because when you judge people as individuals rather than groups, you judge people as an individual. There are certain things you may like about them, but other things you may not like about them.
Sure. I don't behold it against Ian. I'm just asking, have you never, in the course of, 3 years that he's been off the show or something?
I don't know who's Jewish and who's not, Mark. I can't tell by looking at people or looking at their names or whatever. I don't know.
Murray Rothbard was Jewish.
Okay.
Right?
Great. I didn't know that. I don't pay attention to people's religions.
Can you ask him that question? Surely he has some plan.
You've got him on Telegram. I'm sure you can send him a message, too, if you want. But anyway, you had brought up the question, Dale, is he sexually frustrated? And
yeah. I mean, that seems to be something that he focuses on, that portion of life. I mean, the strangling being aggressive. The strangling being aggressive, and
you do have
and
to
the weaponized him.
You do have to wonder where the desire to be strangled or strangle.
No, he was very clear that he likes the idea of strangling women during sex. Okay.
That's abnormal behavior, and that
sure.
we're not psychiatrists.
Not
or psychologists. But that's very deviant, and I mean, basically, this guy is kind of nuts. I mean, a lot of us have run into political activists who are nuts, but like this, that kind of takes the cake. I definitely wouldn't want my sister dating him.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The thing is, some of the girls are into it, right? Like that. So, I mean, normally doesn't happen unless the other person consents. Otherwise, you've got a sexual violence.
Clear on that, too.
Yeah.
That the other girl would consent, you mean?
Right, the girl would consent.
Yeah.
Like, he's not talking about just strangling the random.
And
there was a Michael Crichton book about this. It was called Rising Sun, and it was all about, all about, somebody who was into that and a murder that happened during, the act.
During COVID,
Yeah.
But you know, but the weaponized penis is his excuse for not liking other people that, that may not be having to choke women that are beautiful like Ivanka.
I don't want to talk any more about it. Thanks for the call tonight, Dale. I appreciate it. Sounds really ridiculous. But,
sounds like an accusation of rape.
But yeah. So what I did want to say, though, to the question of, you know, Chris Cantwell and sexual frustration is, knowing Chris as well as I do, and I'm probably one of the people that knows him as well as somebody can, you know him, because, you know, who knows what the real motivations are of Chris Cantwell. And I addressed this in a blog post over at freekeen.com today about this called The Curious Case of Christopher Cantwell. Mm-hmm. So be sure you check that out when you get a chance. But, you know, I was joking last night that every now and then when you see the footage from, like, Charlottesville, you might see a woman in the, like, the right-wing racist group. Right, like every now and then, there's like this some racist woman who's kind of hanging around these guys. Presumably, she's racist, or maybe she's just looking for attention from racist men. I don't know, but you know, it made me wonder.
It's really one of those birds of a feather thing, right? Like if you're hanging out with the people with the swastikas on their German-looking helmets, then maybe people are going to consider you to be a racist.
Possibly.
So, I just found myself wondering: is the libertarian movement? Does the libertarian movement, which for the, you know, for the most part is male, you know, heavily male, are there more women involved in the libertarian movement than there are in the right-wing racists?
Yeah, I think we can safely say that.
I think so. But all that said, Christopher Cantwell does have girlfriends. Like, he does have multiple girlfriends. They're not anything I would write home about personally, but, you know, everybody's got their own preferences. So, believe it or not, there are actually women who throw themselves at Christopher Cantwell.
Water seeks its own level, basically.
He signals virility. I mean, you know.
He signals, you mean he's working out.
He's, you know, he's certainly verbose.
He's buff.
You know, all those things. So, I guess I'm not surprised. There's 7 billion people on the planet, and seems like every other one of them is female.
Well, a lot of women want to feel protected, right? They want to feel like they've got a man who can keep them safe, and he's definitely a big guy who carries a lot of guns. In fact, they show his guns in the...
He's like throwing them on the bed.
Yeah, in the Vice special.
Maybe you should keep one of those with you if you're going to use it to protect yourself. Then again, the lady from Vice didn't seem terribly dangerous.
Well, right, when I first saw a picture of Chris, it was actually the woman from Vice who was in the frame. I hadn't seen the Vice documentary at that point, and I'm like, oh, there's a woman at this protest. Turns out she was from Vice, yeah. So she wasn't actually with
a reporter
Chris, right?
She
missed a big chance right there.
I really kind of feel that people expect... people,
her attitude towards Chris during this is pretty entertaining.
This seemed conflict-oriented from the
Vice
beginning.
Special?
No, the going to Robert E. Lee with
of course
all
it was.
Your shields and guns and
torches.
And pepper
torches?
Spray and all that other stuff. So I can see why they, you know, men would have told their women to stay home.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I think that... it would be hard to assess, you know, how many women are involved in that particular movement, because it seems to be strongly male, like 95% male. Anyway, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to, I believe we have Scott the Bigot. He's in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Thomas and Mark.
Good morning. Good evening, Ian Thomas and Mark. You know, I got up this morning and I was thinking about it. Christopher Cantwell comes from Keene. Now, I'm confused. Is he a nationalist, a Klansman, or a Nazi?
Well, you're going to have to tell us the difference between...
This is my thought. If you could have a show where you could bill him double billing, he could introduce himself to me, I could introduce him to him, and we could both espouse our views on your show.
Let's talk about it. Hold
on
a second.
Deal that just makes me salivate.
So what was it? Nationalist? What was it? Nationalist?
In other words, these are the groups I'm a nationalist.
Hold on, Scott. We're going to bring you back here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.